nutrition advice on Talk About in association with Anne D'Arcy and the All Therapy Centre Tralee.
Now, welcome to Anne D'Arcy.
How are you today?
I'm very well. The month of March already.
I know. I don't know where it goes. It absolutely flies. But you know, when you see daffodils and you see there's spring, and I know the 1st of February is spring, but really you see, you know, it's all about new growth and new development.
It is, absolutely. My favourite time of the year is spring.
The cycle of life, births and deaths.
This is it. And we said we'd do something a bit different today. And of course, you're doing this slot on Talk About for about 10 years at this stage, I would imagine. And I guess, you know, there comes a point where we assume that listeners know what you do and how it works and your successes and all of that. But we thought we might go back to basics and maybe assume nothing. Assume that everyone listening, they know you're a nutritionist, but they don't actually know what it is that you do. So I asked you, if you wouldn't mind, you might talk us through, what does a consultation with Anne D'Arcy entail, a typical consultation?
And you know what, I moved from Australia in 2007. And I'd say it was 2008 that we did the first slot when All Therapy Centre opened here on Rock Street. And we did a broadcast outside the door. And we started doing it from then. And along the way, there's been a lot of education on nutrition that has gone out over the airwaves. So, you know, we've been on and off since that, but consistently probably the last 10 years. So I look at functional medicine, really, the functioning of the body. Is everything working in your system? And if it's not, what are the symptoms that you have? So, you know, you have to eat your food, and that is the raw material. And that raw material is going to turn into energy, hormones, it's going to build your muscle, it's going to create you on a daily basis. So, you know, you see a new child, a new baby, and they grow. But we're growing, we're breaking down, and we're rebuilding all the time. So, you know, our red blood cells are breaking down, and we've new ones every 120 days. And that's the same with all our body. So when we eat the food, that is the raw material. Are we digesting it well? When we don't digest it, we are fermenting that food. So when somebody comes into me with a digestive issue, my question is, well, when did it start? What symptoms do you have? Is it bloating, burping, or is it gut issues? What is your energy like? Because without the food digesting properly, then your energy is low. What is your mood like? Because without your gut working properly, you may not be making all the mood chemicals that you need. So you might have, you know, worry, and you might have low mood, or you might have sleep difficulties. So when we come into a consultation, it's you're coming with something that you know is disturbing you. Now, that can be a wide range of things. It could be that you're getting headaches. It could be that you have a gut issue. It could be your energy is low. It could be that you're suffering food intolerances and reactions.
Not sleeping.
It could be that you're breaking out in rashes, you know, and that you're scratching and you're having to take creams to suppress, steroids to suppress the rash.
And you even get people with anxiety and low mood as well.
Because no matter what it is, there has to be a reason for it. And, you know, you can be taking medications to try and sort something, but that could be a lifetime of taking medications unless you really go back to the source. So I really look to see, well, what is the cause? Now, some people could have a tendency to be allergic. Some other people could have a family tendency to autoimmunity. We know celiac is that you're not digesting gluten, but that's a medical condition. So that often will get diagnosed, but sometimes the food intolerances don't. And so if I have a baby with eczema, my question is, well, what are you feeding? What's the child eating? And when did the eczema start? If it started right from birth, you may be intolerant to the milk. Was it the mother's milk and what the mother is eating, or is it the cow formula that's in the baby formula? So if the baby has a reaction, right? But if the baby started reacting to food at 6 months, what did you add in at 6 months that the baby then started reacting to? And, you know, often trial and error, and some, you know, I'll say we need enzymes to help you digest your food. We may need probiotics to recolonize the gut. If you have somebody who's got, you know, glandular swellings, tonsillitis, that, you know, or maybe ear problems, you know, what does that say to me? You've had years of tonsillitis or years of ear. You've actually had lots of antibiotics. Now we know you can get over one course of antibiotics, but maybe 10 courses of antibiotics. Your digestion is disturbed. What I see is small children coming in, they've had antibiotics, they went off their food, and they are not eating. They're really fussy eaters, and they can't stomach the food. Like I would say, everyone loves to eat. When we were children, we loved to eat, but we didn't have that same problem of having had lots of antibiotics. So when you see somebody, anybody who says, I can't stomach that food, or I have a poor appetite, or you're a picky eater, you're bloated and you're burping, you're craving the carbohydrates, it's because you're not digesting the food. So when I'm a nutritionist, but I really work strongly with the gut, but I see where does the gut issue play with, where does it interfere with skin? Where is it affecting your energy? Where is it affecting your mood? And sometimes people come in, and in the consultation, as I ask those questions, what have you got going on? They suddenly realize that the headaches are linked to the digestive system, that the mood changes came with that digestive issue, and that if we can control and help their digestive issues, that the mood improves and we get the mood recovered.
So when someone comes in, typically, I presume the first thing they'll do is give you an idea of what the problem is and
people
what
come
symptoms
with most,
they have.
Yeah,
and then do you actually ask them to outline a rough idea of what they would eat in a typical day?
And I'd say, well, what did you come with? So they'll say, well, you know, a lot of people, I've got a digestive issue. And then I have to determine then, is it your stomach? Is it your gut? Is it wind or is it constipation, diarrhea? You know, is it, what is it? What? And I kind of break that apart and try and say, well, what have you got there? And then what do you eat? So I'd say, I often go, well, what do you eat for breakfast? And then how do you feel after that breakfast? Or how do you feel after that pasta dinner? Or how do you feel after the potato dinner? There's people who want to fall asleep after a potato dinner. There's other people who have a pain in their belly or they're bloated after a certain dinner. In the same way that a migraine sufferer will often know that if I eat chocolate, I get a migraine. The same time, somebody who's got a gut issue will often know what foods. Some people are intolerant to yeast bread. And if I put them over onto yeast-free soda bread, they don't have an issue. So I'm looking to recover the digestive system. Is there minerals you need? Is there vitamins? Or is it a digestive enzyme? Is it a probiotic? You know, do you need an anti-inflammatory? There's a lot of people that do better with evening primrose oil as an anti-inflammatory rather than a fish oil. So I'm often looking at the big picture to see which one suits you as the person. It's very individual because people will come with their issue and it's almost like you're looking at a crossword puzzle that by the time they give you the little scenarios that they have, I'm piecing it together.
Like
to
solving
get
a mystery
picture.
Or a jigsaw.
Well, it really is. But people do know what they suffer with. But then people put up with a lot of suffering. People put up with a lot of pain and they're taking a painkiller. Well, that painkiller might cause you to have a digestive upset. People have broken a leg and while they had pain of that leg, they went on anti-inflammatories that then disturbed their digestion because a lot of the anti-inflammatories upset your stomach and your gut.
So it's kind of like a vicious circle.
So you're searching to see when did your problem start? So again, so with the small babies, I'm looking at what foods are they eating and when did certain conditions come in. But I can get a teenage girl comes in with acne and some people, you know, they have then been put on the pill or some people have been put on other medications to try and solve the acne. But then after that, the digestive system got upset because of the antibiotic for the acne. And now, a year later, they have mood changes. And you're trying, and they're looking at this and saying, well, where did this come out of? They never had low mood, and now they have low mood. So I go back and say, well, what's with acne? It's an inflammatory part to the skin. Some people are low in zinc, and when you give them zinc and, say, cod liver oil, it can help the acne. But other people, you know, it's a gut issue. And people with psoriasis, you know, very much a gut issue. So you look at skin and say, well, what's going on in this person? What might they be missing? Can I tweak your diet in some way? Is there a supplement I can put in? Like we were all put on cod liver oil as children. It was a common thing to go on cod liver oil because into the winter you got vitamin A and vitamin D and vitamin A repaired your mucous linings and it also helps your skin. So it was a common thing when we were children and it kind of lost its not favour, but people forgot about it.
Or they did. Would you recommend, actually, while we're at it, and you mentioned teenagers with acne, would you recommend cod liver oil for teenagers with acne?
I would. And, you know, I think a good quality cod liver oil that gives you vitamin A that helps your skin and your mucous linings, especially kids that have mucous linings, remember, sinus, ear problems, phlegm in your throat, prone to getting chest infections, you know, any kind of a gut issue. They're all mucus lining. And the mucus lining is your immune lining. It's what is recognizing what's coming at you. So as I swallow food, my immune lining in the mucus membranes has to determine, is this good for me or bad for me? But if I sniff something into my nose, the immune system has to say, is that good or bad? So the immune system is on alert all the time for us. And vitamin D and vitamin A in cod liver oil is helping to support and strengthen that immune system.
Just coming back to the whole consultation, and do you find a bit of resistance to people? I mean, I presume you go through their diet with them, their typical diet, and do you find you say to them, well, you know, you need to cut out X, Y, and Z, and do they resist, or what kind of reaction do you get?
You know, some people do, and you've heard me talk about gluten and dairy can turn into morphine. If that's an opiate drug in your system, and I'm saying we really need to cut the gluten and the dairy because it turns into morphine and it can give you constipation, those people find it really hard to make changes because it's an opiate drug being made by your food. But for the most part, people who have come to me are sick of feeling sick and they want to be better. And they've gone and maybe had bloods done and the bloods are all normal. It's very hard when people just say, I just want to be well, but you're not sick enough for a diagnosis. So there's no diagnosis, but you know you're unwell. Then that's the kind of person that I see. So if they've come to me, by the time somebody's picked up the phone to come to me, they've made a decision that they want to make a change and change something for the better. So they're not, some people are not sick enough for a diagnosis, therefore for a treatment. Therefore, they're going backwards and saying, well, what can you figure out what's going on with me? So that, and I, and then they're willing to make the changes.
Mm. And I suppose you probably get people as well who aren't sick per se, like you said, but they're not great either. They've kind of, their energy isn't great and their mood isn't great. And they somehow, after probably a lot of going around the houses, decide, well, maybe it's what I'm eating. And very often, as you are always saying, it does come back to what you're eating.
Because what you do
every day.
It
stands to reason, like what you put into your body is going to have a huge effect on your health.
You know, I think when you go to the vet, they say, what is the animal eating and what is the animal passing? And I know they look at so many other things, but very much the food that they're going in. And even with small babies, they'll often change a formula. But when you get older, people are not changing what you eat as much. And you know, when you go shopping, you're buying the same thing all the time. So we have a similar shopping list, don't we? So it's something in there that's going to be triggering something. And small changes, like I'll often say, if we take wheat and give you oats, and if you're okay with that, right? So it's not even automatic that you are okay. You're still in the next month figuring out what works for you or not. If I say, can we take out the cow and maybe give you the goat's milk? You might be okay with goat's milk, but maybe you need to have oat milk or coconut milk, you know? So we have a great opportunity for changing foods because we've alternatives to everything.
We do.
But I still go back and say that gut lining has to be healed. We often hear about a leaky gut. So when I'm in a consultation, I'm looking for signs of people having a digestive upset. And when did it happen? And when did your system, what happened? Stress shuts down your digestive system. So people who have been exposed to stress, then all of a sudden the stomach isn't working and now you get symptoms from that. Somebody could be missing a certain nutrient and that doesn't allow your stomach to make enzymes. I sound like a broken record on the enzymes, but Hippocrates said all diseases begin in the gut. And he said, food is your medicine. And we're talking thousands of years before we ever had CAT scans and blood tests. And they knew that what you put in is what you get out of it. And I think my treatments are so basic that it's almost laughable in so many ways, but it's really going back to the basics of saying, what are you putting in and what's the result? Are you producing headaches? Are you producing mood changes? Are you producing gut issues? What a person comes into consultation with me with is what is the stuff that has really pushed them over the edge that they're trying to figure out. Then, while we're in there, they'll often come up with a few other things that are also an issue that they've been tolerating. And I often wonder how people tolerate such discomfort for so long.
They've got used to it. About it.
They get used to it.
We've got to take a break, Anne, but stay with us. We've some questions for you as well. If you'd like to ask Anne anything about your eating or your general health and how your diet might be impacting on it, 083 300 3300. We've a quick break to take, 18 minutes past two. Back with more nutrition advice in a moment.
Clarence.
Nutrition advice on Talk About in association with Anne D'Arcy and the All Therapy Centre Tralee.
Now, Anne, you were going to tell us, we've been talking about what happens in a typical consultation with you, and you might give us a few examples of consultations that have been success stories, and I know there are many, but just one or two that spring to mind so people have an idea of how it works.
Okay, so a little four-year-old that they brought him from Roscommon at the time. Pains in his belly, lying on the ground, very pale, non-verbal diagnosis of autism. But he was very constipated. He was only going every 3, 4, 5 days. And I look at the pupils and I see big pupils and I say, well, this food, it looks like it's turning into morphine in this child. So I say, we have to pull the gluten and we have to pull the dairy. Give him some digestive enzymes, probiotics, some multivitamins. Saw him in 5 weeks. And at this point, his bowel was moving better. And he wasn't as pale and he was a lot more active. But I'm telling you this one because it's now about, you know, 6 or 7 years ago. So when you see the outcome of it, he started to recognize the family and the kids next door. He started to get words. He started to talk. By the next September, he started school, and they thought they'd send him off to school and he'd stay back, you know, do a second year. But he didn't need to. He came on to full verbal and was in regular school, driving the quad the last time, you know, through the woods and everything. So
you stayed in contact.
I stay in contact, and because I see him every now and again. But when I look at the difference to that child, because the words came 4 years of age, wasn't too late for him to start his speech, even though, you know, a lot of times that can be a slow progression. But, you know, that child turned around. And again, you have to look at what's going on with the digestion. For example, then another, say, somebody comes into me, a girl, teenager, irritable bowel. And for whatever reason, that the irritable bowel, so the person I'm thinking of had had antibiotics for tonsillitis and then got a gut with diarrhea and pains and wind, which is very uncomfortable for people who are in school, because you really don't know when you can control, you know, what's, it's a loud, gurgly, uncomfortable belly and you're trying to concentrate with it. But it was only in coming in with that that we then got, they start talking more when they come in, and when I'm describing the gut and how you realise that the migraine headaches that she was also getting is linked to serotonin. And then on top of that, I could see that not only was there migraine headaches, these pounding, painful migraine headaches, but her mood had changed and she was gotten a lot more anxious. So by giving digestive enzymes, helping her with probiotics, giving her an adrenal tonic that helps to bring up the serotonin that took away the migraine headaches, and with that the mood changed as well. So, you know, when somebody realizes it's not my mood, or it's not that I am a depressive, it's actually that there's something gone wrong with my gut, there's a great feeling to know that it's actually your digestive system that is leading you to these gut changes. So to lose the migraine headaches, which was taking you out of school, as well as losing, and in that same person was also getting strong period pains. So all of a sudden, all these things that had you being a non-well teenager turns you into a well teenager. So, and you know what, and I could say that that can happen in a teenager, but I see that in adults as well. I see people from all age groups. I can see young babies and I can see people who are 90. And in between, I am, my questions are the same. What's bringing you in? What does it look like that's happening? And then what can we do to tweak it? There's always going to be, what are you eating? And sometimes I could go through a whole consultation and not ask what somebody's eating, because I can, it, no matter what they're eating, they're suffering. So then it's the mechanism, isn't it? It's the engines are not working. So therefore, I have to recover that digestive system so that those, no matter what they eat, they can handle.
We'll just run through a few questions quickly, and if at all possible. Texter wants to know, is vitamin A good for psoriasis?
Psoriasis, yes, because it helps with the healing of the skin and it helps with the immunity. But psoriasis is linked to poor gut function and bad, an overgrowth of bad gut bacteria. So while vitamin A is good, so is fish oils, so is a digestive enzyme, maybe probiotics. You have to look at where is the psoriasis coming from, and an overgrowth of bad gut bacteria is strongly linked to psoriasis.
Could Anne recommend foods to help constipation in an active 84-year-old lady?
So prunes and prune juice, because people know that they will stimulate the gut. Rhubarb, that's a gut stimulant. Taking water, taking fibre. But for a lot of people, they're not digesting gluten and dairy. And if you look in pupils and you see large pupils, it's often an indication that your food is turning into morphine. So look at the pupils and see. And in that case, then I would take oats instead of wheat, and I would take goat or coconut or oat milk instead of cow. I would cut down the cheese, either take it out altogether or go to goat's cheese.
Listener says, would you ask Anne what she thinks of kefir to keep your gut healthy?
Kefir is excellent. It's a probiotic culture and yeah, it's fantastic.
What does it taste like? Is it yogurty?
It's yogurty, yeah. And sometimes it's a bit more acidic, so it'll have a little bit of a tang to it. But it's just the good flora, the good bacteria that's in it is really healing to the gut.
Texter says, will you ask Anne what teas would be good for digestion or acid in your stomach and so, good for your skin as well?
Yeah,
teas.
Well, chamomile tea relaxes, and chamomile and peppermint tea relax your gut. Green tea has high antioxidants, so it's good for a protection. So, you know, when you're looking at nettle tea and dandelion tea, they have a diuretic effect. So they help to pull water. So if you're looking for skin and complexion and you want to detoxify the body and take out excess water out of the system, nettle and dandelion.
This is interesting. I read recently about a recommendation of magnesium and zinc for teenage girls for their skin. I bought them for my daughter, but she can't swallow tablets. Could you recommend any liquid supplements for teenage girls for their skin?
And you know what? You can buy it in a capsule, open it and mix it into water. Most of the supplements, I suppose, are coming in capsule or tablet form. I can't even tell you a zinc in a liquid, but magnesium, I will use powdered magnesium. I like Nature's Plus Cam Assure magnesium. You know, you can just mix it in as a drink and put in 400 milligrams in one scoop, add it to a drink bottle and drink it all day. Now, you could actually open a capsule of zinc and put it in and just have her sipping on that all day too if you wanted.
We're out of time already, would you believe? Anne, just remind us again, there's loads of questions for you, but just to tell the listeners, Anne is here on Thursdays in Tralee. And you're based at the Rock Street, at the All Therapy Clinic on Rock Street in Tralee, not a million miles away from this building. And how can they make an appointment with you?
So the number at All Therapy is 066-718-5229. And my mobile number then is 087-775-9385.
9385 if they want to make a if they want to get a consultation with you. And we better let you go, but I think you really did outline what you do in greater detail there, and hopefully it made sense to people listening this afternoon. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Deirdre.
And we'll talk to you again in April, all going well. Right, folks, we're going to take a break, and we will be hearing another very positive story about how education changed the life of one young Kerry woman. That's up next.
Talk About on Radio Kerry, brought to you in